This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about the difference between feeling depressed and actually having major depressive disorder or another depressive syndrome. Now, the word depression is a common term that is used loosely at times to describe someone's emotional state following a major life event, such as the loss of a job or a loved one. However, there is a difference between feeling depressed and dealing with major depressive disorder or another depressive syndrome. We can all feel depressed without being depressed. Let's find out more about the difference between feeling depressed and those battling major depressive disorder. A depressed mood speaks to how someone feels. It can be seen in someone's countenance. A facial expression can appear flat with a lack of emotion. There can be an avoidance of eye contact. Having a depressed mood means someone feels sad, blue, numb, down in the dumps, or as if they have no feelings at all. Also, someone with a depressed mood can be irritable or cranky at times. It is important to note that someone can feel depressed without having major depressive disorder. While we all have days where we feel down, with major depressive disorder, these feelings occur on most days for at least 2 weeks. With major depressive disorder, day-to-day activities and job performance can be impacted negatively. Also, with major depressive disorder, there is a loss in the interest of activities or hobbies that used to bring someone joy. This is called anhedonia. We'll discuss anhedonia in detail later. But with major depressive disorder, a depressed mood and anhedonia are both present. It is also important to remember that sadness and grief are not the same as major depressive disorder. A separation, divorce, loss of a job, or a loved one are major life events that are difficult to endure. It is normal to experience sadness and grief in these situations. The grieving process is a natural response to a major life event and is unique to each person. If your sadness or grief is persistent for more than 6 months, speak to your doctor. This can be considered a prolonged grief disorder. It is important to choose and use our words carefully as to avoid labeling ourselves and others incorrectly. Remember, we can feel depressed without having depression. We can experience sadness and grief without having depression. Even when dealing with major depressive disorder or another depression-related syndrome, it is important to realize this condition does not define nor belong to us. It is not our identity. Our identity is in Christ alone. Remember, in all things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8:37. Depression or any other illness does not stand a chance against God. I look forward to you becoming better and enjoying all things life has to offer. Thank you for listening to our podcast on Do I Have Depression or Am I Just Depressed? Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.